Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am. Well, I guess I should be. It's getting kind of warm up here this week in New England. And things are warming up on the political landscape. The show, the pageantry, the facade will continue, ladies and gentlemen, as it has been right from day one. And that day goes a long way back, doesn't it? Huh? Well, we're told today that McCain, yes, son of Cain, defeats Mr. Romney and Mr. Huckabee. Of course, he's happy enough to be in third place. And, of course, we see this tug of war between Obama and Mrs. Clinton, of course, continues on and on and on it goes. Well, it looks as if NBC News reported that Hillary Rodham Clinton has scored a narrow victory over Mr. Obama in the New Hampshire primaries. Well, of course, we've had on Larry Nichols from the Clintonista era, who said that you watch what happens after Iowa. And it looks as if he knows a bit more than most people do. He's one of the most savvy individuals who was there in Arkansas that I can think of. So I would tend to put my chestnuts in his fireplace. Yes, indeed. I think he has a lot going for him, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul, well, what has he got, about 8%, 10%, so they claim? Well, I want to get into tonight your reaction to what's going on and my concern that, as I had said a long time ago last year, when it comes to the voting process, if they don't kill Ron Paul politically or physically, in the sense politically that they will bury him, keep him out of the popularity contest, which, of course, they have been largely unsuccessful at doing, and allow him to win primaries and do not assassinate him on the way, they will simply rig the machines. And this has been my fear all along, that that's exactly what would happen, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe that we have every reason tonight to question not only New Hampshire, but the Iowa vote. And I would like to explore that possibility. Now, D.V. Kidd, of course, has written on the subject herself in newswithviews.com and in her own newsletter. And you might want to give it a look. And we talked about it last night. Tomorrow night we'll have Dr. Kasem Khalil back on the program. And he, too, will get into it with us. We mentioned Ted Gunderson and his investigations into the Iowa vote a week or so ago. And now we're talking about the D.V. Kidd column, which I will get into as well tonight. And we will talk about that as well. I'd like to explore the possibilities of Diebold and the electronic voting machines. And her column, of course, for this week, New Hampshire will use vote counting machines with Diebold software. D.V. Kidd. I'm going to have to get her back on the program at her earliest convenience. I do wish to get into this whole issue tonight. While it's hot news and while we are watching the whole election process being questioned, I want to put it mildly, but I should be stronger. I mean, I should say being stolen. But see, I don't have enough proof of that. My suspicions, based on what we have seen and what experts have seen that we've had on the program, is that there's enough to question the honesty and integrity of the whole process at this point. All right, we'll be back. You join me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Who listening out there has an electric bill?
Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Well, it sounds like we've got a lot to do, huh, ladies and gentlemen? Indeed. Well, in the column for this week by D.V. Kidd, Iowa's numbers and New Hampshire, she starts off by saying, according to the counters, Ron Paul came in fifth in Iowa with an alleged 10% of the GOP vote. Many believe had Dr. Paul not been the target of a deliberate media smear, i.e., WorldNet Daily.com's news item with the caption GOP gadfly in describing Ron Paul, he would have been in the high teens, possibly 20%. Allegedly, the numbers came out. Mr. Huckabee, 34%, Romney, 25%, Thompson, 13%, McCain, 13%, Ron Paul, 10%, Rudy Giuliani, 4%, and Duncan Hunter, 1%. And she says in several counties in Iowa, Dr. Paul pulled in 35%, 14%, 15%, 21%, and several with 12% of the vote. That didn't make the news. According to the pollsters, 47% of the GOP voters who turned out in Iowa are evangelical Christians. What message did these Christian voters in Iowa send? Huckabee, Romney, Thompson, McCain, and Hunter are all pro-warmongers who are firm in their commitment to this unconstitutional, immoral invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, of course, at the same time, McCain, now, who appears to be the front runner, is also in favor of the illegal invasion into the United States. Mr. Amnesty himself. Mr. Amnesty. Mr. McCain. Now, here's what she says that's interesting. Breakdown. Registered voters as of November 1st. Democrats statewide, 600,000. Republicans statewide, 574,000. Give or take a few. Iowa allowed people to register on voting day, so there's no way to know in this country legally. We don't know if they're here legally. Even legal status doesn't mean citizenship has been obtained with the right to vote. Fair estimates that the illegal alien population in 2007 at 55,000 illegals vote Democrat because they support socialism and are here to steal from Americans what is identity theft. Well, of course, the Republicans are basically the same, as we saw. But are the numbers for real, or what the machines were programmed to spit out? That's the key question, ladies and gentlemen, that DV asks. The media have reported a heavy turnout, 237,000 voters. Now, this is referring to Iowa. Officials there said they expected 120,000 to 150,000 Democrats to turn out, 80,000 to 90,000 Republicans. The polls pretty much conform to the final count by the machines, with the exception of Ron Paul. Iowa uses a combination of fraud technology to, quote, count the votes. If you add up the votes from ABC with 100% of the precincts reporting, you get 118,691 votes cast by Republicans. According to the vote tallies by the Des Moines Register, these are the true numbers from the 99 counties. Huckabee, 39,640. Romney, 29,316. McCain, 15,184. Thompson, 15,639. Ron Paul, 11,569. And Giuliani, 4,016. Now, total, 115,859. The difference from the alleged ABC numbers is 2,832 votes. Where are they? The Des Moines Register's numbers show a couple of counties that had precincts not reported, but they are the very small ones, so there's maybe a couple of hundred votes. Well, how about problems with the vote count? According to Beverly Harris at blackboxvoting.org, in her post for January 4th, there was a 10-hour lag with a Republican count. Quote, as many of us know, vote totals that go down during the middle of the count can be an error, but also can signal an election theft tactic, whereby votes from a candidate finishing very low in the Iowa pack are skimmed off and given to a favored candidate higher in the pack. If corroborated, the vote total shift would be another red flag. Could be what happened to Kucinich, Biden, and Dodd. Votes moved to the slick Barack Obama, who was pathetically ignorant about constitutional government. As for McCain voting in the McCain vote in Iowa, she says, I don't know how any veteran or active military duty could vote for the man. Well, that's beside the point. Where are the soldiers? Okay, and then she gets into John McCain here and how he, of course, has abandoned, ironically, opposing legislation for the release of information about American POWs and MIAs who are still not accounted for. By the way, they go back to World War II. Missing in action, prisoners of war, and Joe Stalin was allowed to keep American POWs and not account for them. We wouldn't want to risk another hot war now, would we? Yeah, right up to the present. John McCain's not too concerned about that. He's concerned about serving the puppet masters. So then she continues. As I told my friends and family in the email the day after the Iowa caucus, only two candidates who have won that state have gone off to become president, Jimmy Carter, George Bush Jr. As for New Hampshire, these are the numbers. 1996, Bill Clinton and Pat Buchanan. 2000, Al Gore and John McCain. New Hampshire has approved new fraud machines. The State Ballot Law Commission has approved new software for the state's voting machines. The commission made its decision despite concern from some that changes threaten secure and accurate elections. Sylvester's company, LHS Associates, have been supplying New Hampshire with voting machines since the mid-80s. He told the commissioners that the Diebold 194W program called firmware is proven. Diebold software proven? Well, Diebold stock prices fell in sell-off as still more company fraud comes to light. After the voting machine's spectacular failure over the weekend at the GOP straw poll in Iowa, where anywhere from 10.5 to 32% of the ballots had to be counted by hand after Diebold's machines failed, it's little surprise that things are coming apart for the company again. Backdoor flaws found in Diebold e-voting machines by Robert McMillan. The flaws could be used to change election results on the systems. May 15, 2006, IDG News Service. Diebold Election Systems Incorporated plans to make changes to its electronic voting machines. Following disclosure of a number of serious security flaws in the systems. The voting watchdog organization Black Box Voting last week published a report detailing how Diebold's TS6 and TSX touchpad voting machines could be compromised by taking advantage of backdoor features designed to allow new software to be installed on the system. Well, this is very interesting, isn't it? From Iowa to New Hampshire, it seems as if there are some very important questions pertaining to what happens to these other candidates. How is it possible that all of a sudden John McCain comes back out of death, out of a literal funeral march, gets the endorsement of these papers like the Des Moines Register and so forth, and all of a sudden happens to be so buoyant in the polls? Oh, well, the economy now, ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the excuses. The economy now has moved to center stage, not the war that John McCain supports being a warmonger candidate. No. Now it's the economy. Well, wait a minute now. Hold on. What has John McCain said about the economy? Has anyone got a clue? I'll tell you what he said about it. Nothing. What has he done about it? Help make it worse. Why? Because of his support and his sponsorship with Ted Kennedy of the amnesty bill, which is being shoved down our throat piecemeal. That has had a very deleterious effect on the national economy, obviously. So how can any serious news analyst come out and say that this has benefited John McCain, the economy, when in fact there is no evidence to that effect whatsoever? None whatsoever. Absolutely none. So now the question comes up, and DV deals with it, deals with malfunctioning Diebold voting machines run by Romney team member at Iowa poll. Quote, Ron Paul supporters were angered at this weekend's straw poll in Iowa by the fact that Diebold voting machines once again malfunctioned and caused significant delays in the count, coupled with the fact that a Mitt Romney team member was placed in charge of overseeing the voting procedure. These examples are just a short list. You can go a lot further than that. There are a lot of other questions having to do with the new voting machines and how they have been programmed in New Hampshire. And wait until we get down to Miami. Wait till we get back to Florida with George Bush. Oh, my. I can see John McCain smiling all the way. Huh? We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
You really expect us to believe such a story?
You betcha. All right, okay. Our number here, by the way, is 1-800-313-9443. Are you in good health? Well, maybe after tonight's reports on the election returns, you're not. But if not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help you. Believe me, they can. I'm on the program. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular health, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. And now we're talking about this return tonight. No one, of course, in the so-called mainstream corrupt media have even raised the question that we're raising tonight, that Ted Gunderson has raised, that D.V. Kidd has raised, that Dr. K has raised, that others who run independent alternative media sites have raised, and that is the potential here for a enough, not a massive necessarily, but enough of a rigging of the tally to make a difference in the campaign. It doesn't take 50,000 votes, ladies and gentlemen, just a handful, just a few thousand, to shift and to give the false impression that John McCain is the real winner tonight, that Mrs. Clinton is the front runner, the real winner over Obama and Edwards tonight in the Democrat side. They all stink. They all stink. We know that. Not one of those. Not one of those six that I've just named obviously qualifies to be president. Not one. In fact, those who have dropped out stand, I believe, some of the people that have left, Christopher Dodd for one, would probably make a much more palatable president than what we have so far. So that tells you something. Going back in time to Mr. DuPont and his challenges that were made and how fast they got him out of the way. Whatever you think of the DuPont family and their fortunes and what they've done, you know, he was making sense when he talked. And that has no place in politics today. Common sense has no place in the political arena today, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, as we've seen so far. Wouldn't you agree with me? I think you would. Well, we're going to take some calls. We're going to start right now with Sally in South Dakota. Hello, Sally. You're on the program with Rick Adams.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that this is voter fraud. I've been watching this voter fraud go on since 1990. I think it was 94.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the people. We're the country. And I think we should demand a revote in both Iowa and New Hampshire. And I believe we should have Ron Paul vote only paper ballot, demand a paper ballot, and have Ron Paul supporters count.
Well, I think, first of all, that Ron Paul should have some legal help here. I do believe he should definitely get attorneys to file a motion to have a lawsuit against the commission in New Hampshire and Iowa, both, to investigate this Diebold machinery, the other machinery that's involved in the voting process. Don't you think that would be the first step they would take?
Well, sure, but how do we know that they can't, if they can rig it that fast to be voter fraud while it's actually going on?
Of course, we've heard this before in the two previous presidential elections, and you know darn right well what happened with Al Gore in Florida, and you know darn right well what happened with Kerry, and he threw the election anyway.
But what I'm saying is if they can rig it that fast, why can't they unrig it that fast so that by the time they get investigated, they're back to normal?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly why
we need to throw out the whole system. And that's what some of my guests have said. We've had them on before, and we've talked about the HAVA Act, Help America Vote Act. That really made things a million times worse in the 1990s and 2000. Really, it only came about after the 2000 election. And as a result of the federal intervention, the states have gotten worse. The elections are more prone to corruption now than ever before. Doesn't that sound familiar, Sally?
Exactly. But like I'm saying, this is the most important election of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the most imperative election of our country. We are the people. We need to demand a re-vote and a paper ballot.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is why I am just fed up.
Where's the paper trail here? Where is the verification that a person's vote was counted, that these votes were tabulated accurately? There is none.
And you realize, too, they can recount the vote on these machines and still come up with the same number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the potential for fraud here is, there's no supervision. It goes right into the computer mainframe. And whoever programs these computers without any proper supervision, without the public being allowed to supervise it, can get away with a complete stealing of the election.
Well, this is a stealing of the election. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't have one tiny doubt.
I mean, this is only the primary stage. Imagine what happens in the general election were Ron Paul to manage to come out of the convention as the nominee, what they would do.
Well, even in the straw polls, they were claiming that we were voting twice. Well, we proved that we weren't voting twice, and they still rigged the straw polls.
Mm-hmm.
It was proven they rigged the straw polls.
Yep,
I agree.
You're right, Sally. All right, let's see what we can do with a big chorus of opposition here. Let's get something done. Thank you, Sally, for the call.
Thank you.
800-313-9443. Republic Broadcasting Network. Support Republic online, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Rick Adams, be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Talking about the kind of glory you carry inside you for the rest of your life, knowing you've done something worth remembering, something that made a difference. Nothing in our lives will ever be as important as this.
...1-800-313-9443. We will get right back to the phones. Here's an interesting story, a puff piece that gives us pause to reflect. Barack Obama's family in Kenya watches the New Hampshire vote and expresses pride. Seated on plastic chairs surrounded by chickens and barefoot children, Barack Obama's Kenyan relatives listened to the radio Tuesday for news of how their favorite son was doing in the New Hampshire primary. Well, the early results seem to be encouraging, and then, of course, the latest news is that pillory has come back to the fore. Now, you know, this is the sort of nonsense that, of course, is what makes news, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the sort of thing that we should all be talking about, rather than the stealing of an election. Let's go back to the phones. Eric in Tennessee is next. Hello, Eric.
How are you, sir?
All right. I'm okay. Despite it all.
I understand that. I'm very disappointed, too. There's a fox in the hen house, is it not?
I said this a year ago. A year ago, I was telling people, and you know, we had some of our callers and guests said, well, if that's the case, we might as well just give up totally on the election process. Well, I'm not going to say yes or no, but I'm telling you that these people are criminals.
Well, I know you're not going to give up. They don't call you the Avenger for nothing. But
no, I don't give up on anything. Certainly
but
not
But I wanted
on the
to
truth.
Throw something at you.
Sure,
Eric. The Patriots, or I don't believe, is going to take it laying down. We're going to have to be smart. Let me throw something at you and get your opinion. Why can't we get in touch with the campaign head of Mr. Ron Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And take some of the $20 million approximately that's in the kitty. From what I heard today, he really didn't spend that much in New Hampshire.
Oh, no.
So there's millions of dollars there. Why can't they get together and set up some phone lines in New Hampshire and also in Iowa and advertise that everyone in those areas that voted for Ron Paul call that number and give their information, their names, phone numbers, addresses, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, they're saying right now on CNN that Ron Paul had 15,000-some-odd votes. And third place had
In where now, New Hampshire or Iowa?
So we're only talking 7,000 difference here.
Where was this, though, the caucuses or the New Hampshire vote today?
No, this New Hampshire. It's right now on CNN.
Okay.
Yeah. They're showing Huckabee at 22,000, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And showing they're showing him right now, Ron Paul, at 15,000-some-odd votes.
I'll tell you this, that I'm pretty close to New Hampshire, and this may not be a scientific survey, but I will tell you that from what I've seen and read, there was a tremendous Ron Paul movement and momentum building up in the Republican Party. And I find it very difficult to believe that his votes are roughly 10%. I find that almost totally incredulous. I'm not saying he should have been in the first place, but I certainly think his vote count should have been at least double that.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And Lee, who was on before you, you know, the consensus was 100% everyone that called in, people that live in the area, said they didn't even know anybody that was for McCain. They didn't even know anybody that was for Romney. They didn't even know anybody that was for Huckabee. Point being, I don't really think it's going to be very difficult at all if someone were to set up some phone lines and advertise with all that money.
Mm-hmm.
No problem to be able to get, you know, probably thousands more people to say, I voted for
Ron
Paul.
I'm going to try to get Ron Paul's son on the program again. He's about the closest I can get to Ron Paul, and he's certainly managing the campaign for him, helping out. I'm going to see if we can get him on and encourage him to do just that.
I mean, what do you think of that idea?
I'm all for it. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I mean,
I think people need to speak out now, come forward, and begin the mass protest.
Well, Rick, can you imagine? I mean, we're talking patriots here. Ron Paul voters are patriots. They're not going to have a problem with picking up the phone and calling.
Absolutely
They're wanting an outlet right now, some relief to be able to get their voice heard.
Sure.
Why won't they call that number? And I dare say he's probably won it. He's in first place. Can you imagine what will happen in this country if thousands more call in than what they're actually showing? Do you realize the type of advertising that's going to come from that and that alone? I mean, you're talking spending a few thousand dollars to run an ad campaign and set up some phone numbers for people to call. That's money well spent down the road in the future of this country, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I just want to throw that at you and all the other patriots out there.
That is an excellent suggestion, an excellent point. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm willing to do what I can.
We really appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate what you do.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot.
You people make the difference, that's for sure. Thank you. I appreciate the suggestion. We'll see. We can get him on. Thanks again, Eric. All right, 1-800-313-9443. There's no doubt that these numbers raise some very serious questions about. In fact, the exit polling is something that I haven't even talked about yet. About, you know, the exit polling that takes place when people are leaving the voting machines and asked who they voted for. I haven't heard what they have reported on that. Maybe some of you have, but I'd be very interested to note what exactly those numbers have been and how they may be skewered from the, quote, official poll numbers. Let me take another call here now. Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good evening. Good discussion. I think it was a rigged election, too. If you look at the latest Rasmussen survey report, they conducted a telephone survey in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
This was on Friday, and it showed John McCain leading Mitt Romney by 5 percentage points. It was McCain 31% and Romney 26%. But they also said Ron Paul earns 14% of the vote, and Mike Huckabee gets 11% as the only other candidates in double digits. Rudy Giuliani attracted 8% of the vote, Fred Thompson 5%, and some of the other candidates 2%. So when you look at the survey, the latest survey results, it showed Ron Paul and Ron Paul's supporters, unlike the other candidates, their supporters weren't going to change their position. They were solid supporters. In this article, they talked about 86% of the Ron Paul survey respondents saying they would not change their position. So and when you look, when you get to the bottom line, Rick, what they're after is to keep Ron Paul, the establishment, to keep Ron Paul under 10%, to keep him out of the next televised debates, like Fox News pulled against him. They're they're doing this incrementally, step by step, and misleading the American people. Now, to checkmate this, in the next primary, I suggest all Ron Paul voters, when they go and vote, stop by a Ron Paul or an independent, a separate desk, maybe hire an independent vote counter, maybe a certified public accountant to keep a hand ballot count number. When you go in, if you're a Ron Paul voter, you stop by, you let that desk know, and you do it statewide in every precinct, and get volunteers to man that desk. And then when the day is over, when the vote count is ended, you look at your hand tally, what was given, you match it against the precinct count, and then you match it against the electronic vote count. And that way, is the, that's the only way you're going to be able to beat this, because we're not going to get an independent verification and a validation step for these double computer machines where they can be hacked and software changes can be done online.
Absolutely, sure.
Yeah. So we've lost control of this system, and the only way Ron Paul can save the day and save our liberty and reverse that, the draconian police state and restore our civil liberties, is we need to take a more proactive approach. In the next primary, I suggest we do what I was saying, but the survey data versus the actual count tonight, it's too big a discrepancy. I say it's a high-risk indicator of vote fraud, and we should be calling his campaign. But, you know, the other losers, too, are Senator Edwards, Senator Obama, who was going into the race, but potentially a double-digit lead tonight, and I think he was railroaded too. So
I definitely agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Should be contacting more than Ron Paul's political office. Let's see if we can't get the other candidates and their campaign offices to raise this as an issue. So it's not Ron Paul and disenchanted.
They want to say sour grapes and so
right,
forth.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact is that there is a very valid concern here that has been expressed by people who are in the know, objective people in the computer industry, people who track elections, and we've had one or two on this program over the years who have no axe to grind. They simply know what you're saying. And what I'm saying here tonight is absolutely true. There is no verifiable means of checking the vote count with this system in place. It's a terrible system to use these touchscreen, touchpad voting systems. Terrible.
Right. And what's worse, Rick, it reminds me of the open borders and the illegal alien invasion and the promise by our politicians to fix a broken system. It's the same thing with the voting system. How many years have we been talking about fixing the impaired voting system since that debacle with the Florida election many years ago?
And if you've noticed in McCain, the way he's been coached, and he's hired a group of professionals to come in, teach him how to respond, because he has a terrible temper. And this man, normally, if you remember the last election run, I mean, you know, you asked him a question, he went ballistic. Now, in this campaign, you notice how he's changed that?
Somewhat, but...
Not completely, but he has shown some degree of temperament here. And that is what I see happening here. I see, you know, Obama using the Martin Luther King preacher style within certain audiences. I see these guys well coached for their position. Ron Paul has no coaching because Ron Paul is himself. He's genuine.
Right. Well, you know what
you see is what you get.
Yeah. And from what I've been reading, Rick. They saw that the cross-dresser Giuliani was going nowhere, so they had to bring resurrect McCain from the dead and get and make him a viable candidate.
I know,
And then bring in Friar Huck to checkmate Ron Paul. So if we see the game right before
I don't think there's any question. It's the same insiders, the same deals being made, the same favorite candidates getting their boost, not only from the newspapers, which I really don't think means a whole lot in and of itself, but that's the signal that's being sent that this is one of our anointed ones. And you can trust a man like McCain to be bought and paid for by the powerful elite special interests. And he is, no doubt about that. I mean, he proved that in his own state of Arizona, betraying the public that elected him so that he could get his bill passed, the amnesty for illegal aliens, and then denies that it's amnesty.
Oh, I know.
I mean, these guys have a lot of chutzpah, no question about it. We got to do what we can, Ernie. And
last thing, how is McCain an agent of change?
Well, I'll tell you, you want to change from a Halloween suit to a clown suit. You could say that is a change, right?
Yeah.
I suppose. Well, and I suppose that's what you could say about any of these
analogy characters.
Good Lord have mercy. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you.
All right. 1-800-313-9443. Well, the fight has just begun because, you know, I predicted this last year, and I think many of us did. I don't have any special crystal ball here. I think we all could agree that they'll pull out all the stops, you know, to try to nip this candidacy in the bud, rather than an assassination or something that's too obvious. They have the machinery, they have the power, they have the influence, they have the laws now, the HAVA Act, to change the systems and now to have a completely federalized election system that would be even more prone to corruption, so that any attempt now to have an honest election would be totally, completely absurd. Heather in Oregon, hi, you're on the program.
Hi there.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing. I'm still doing.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a couple comments. So many things have looked very suspicious. It was kind of funny that the people that were at McCain's campaign party afterwards, they were all guys holding little American flags, wearing suits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't look like real people.
Yeah,
and then Huckabee was kind of funny when he gave the speech. They had to put the camera so close to him because it sounded like 15 people were in the room clapping.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's interesting.
It really did look very strange, but mm-hmm. You know, this is really bigger than Ron Paul. This is the opportunity of being of, by, and for the people for a change,
mm-hmm.
and we've been
so
conditioned into letting the government do everything and letting all these people run everything.
Sure.
That they've really run away with it, and we've got to get it back, and it might just take a lot of work. But what was it, about 15% of the people that supported the Revolutionary War?
Oh, yeah, a very small percentage, actually less than that.
Right.
That actively participated. And that is, you go back in history, and only 3 to 5% of the people of the nation at the time were movers and shakers.
Right.
The rest of the people were asleep. That's true.
I was just wondering too. Does anybody know how many people are participating in the Ron Paul meetup groups in New Hampshire? Would there be any way of tallying that number against the number of votes?
You know, I live near New Hampshire, only a few states away, and I've talked to a few people informally who have been up there, and many of these people just I haven't spoken to them lately enough to be able to get an accurate answer here, but I know that everything indication that I've received has been that they have built up a tremendous array of supporters in New Hampshire, a Republican state, by the way, an independent state. It's not like, you know, he's in Timbuktu somewhere out in a Democratic field. I mean, I could see this if this were Minnesota or someplace like that, you know. But here we are dealing with New Hampshire, which has prided itself on its independent candidates, as has been Maine, even, with an independent governor. So I'm very, very prone to think that that might very well be the case, and you might be on to something. I don't know yet, but we will continue to unravel this piece of puzzle here.
Okay.
That's all we can do, Heather. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for the call.
You.
All right.
Sure,
Joe in Florida. Hello. We'll try to squeeze you in here before the break. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I hear these guys calling up and talking about cartridge boxes and stuff, and I just wish they'd either shut up or do it. I mean, come on, it's just talk, you know? I mean, come on. My attitude is I'm going to redouble my efforts about 911, giving out more DVDs and getting in front of my library and giving them to people. And I'm going to sell my stocks and start boycotting newspapers and television. And
sure.
And I look at it, it's actually almost a positive thing because they're really exposing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new generation of young, enthusiastic future conservatives and constitutionalists who are going to be alienated and angry, and that's a good thing in the long run because it's going to wake them up. I mean, really, when you think about it, Ron Paul isn't going to win the Republican nomination. I watched those Iowa voters on C-SPAN, and they're a bunch of moron, you know, rapture monkeys. I mean, they're just, you just watch them and you say, you know, the Republican Party is the war party. Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul's anti-war. He's not going to be given the slot.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that word, Joe.
Yep.
Keep up the good work, though. Don't give up.
All
right. We'll try to squeeze in Bob in Ontario when we come back after the break. Stay tuned for more Rick Adams right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Support Republic Broadcasting.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
All righty. Well, let's take another quick call here before we run out of time. Bob in Ontario. Hi, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
What Ernie had to say, I think Ernie should have his own program on RBN, maybe you could have him as a guest some night.
I'd like to, but I think as a caller, he's just as effective as he said, you know.
He certainly is.
Yes.
However, he's referring to the situation as a police state. I really believe it's more of a military problem. The Pentagon looks like it's firmly in control and running the show.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be a civilian police state. It would be a military police state, then. We could accurately describe it as such, yeah.
I think so.
Sure.
I was in Spain in 1992, Rick, and
okay.
I saw something while doing my laundry over there. I saw a national strike. I recognized it for what it was immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I was in doing my laundry. Somebody called a strike, and the business windows were closed. Everything came to a very sudden standstill.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching what's going on down there. Our national news up here is doing a public relations blitz as well, trying to hide what's really going on.
It's the same moguls in control, believe me. No doubt about it.
How do you feel about national strike? Have you seen that?
Well, I've seen it in Europe a lot. We haven't had it really here to any degree, but it would certainly send a very strong message. If you could organize the people, you saw what happened when we, a year or so ago, had the opposition to illegals, and we certainly saw their side fizzle. That is the great May Day. You remember the parades,
right,
and the demonstrations. But I'll tell you, it's been difficult to get our kind of people motivated to do anything like that and stir up the masses themselves. So that's not as easily said, done in this country as it is in Europe.
That,
you know, it's a whole different mindset here.
It is true. The people in Europe, they do use it. They understand it, and I think they're familiar with it. And it is, from what I saw, at least in Spain, a very powerful weapon.
Well, these are all good suggestions, and I'm glad you called to make that suggestion. I just think something maybe a little more practical, and we'll talk to the Paul people hopefully this week, Thursday night maybe, we'll be able to find a way of challenging this whole process. And I think some legal activity is warranted as well. I just feel that, not out of sour grapes, but on behalf of the other candidates as well, I think there's a lot of chicanery going on.
Maybe make just one more quick comment.
Go ahead.
Are you familiar with Sir Edward Coke? It was the run-up to the English Revolution.
I am slightly, but I'm not up on him. No, I'm not.
I'm no expert myself, but he's responsible for this thing called the Petition of Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul actually is very much like Sir Edward Coke. Instead, he's pushing the Constitution down there. Sir Edward Coke was pushing the common law, but he petitioned the government and demanded a return to law, you know, that everybody would be, you know, and this is another thing that's going on as well, is we've got a breakdown of law.
Mm-hmm.
These people are, I can hear the music. Rick, I really enjoy your program.
Good suggestions and good thoughts. Thank you for your
your
intellectual level here. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm sorry we're out of time. I was going to offer the books again tonight, Wrongly Blamed, but tomorrow night, the author will be on the program, Dr. Kasim Khalil, and we'll make that offer then for you to purchase some books at a good discount once again. And then you can get an email copy, if you do, of his book on Dr. Ron Paul from Europe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, same time, same network, Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. Good night.